live in a world filled with both trials and blessing. It's interesting how quickly life's hardships can overshadow our times of ease. One author illustrates this point by relaying a childhood memory. A good man came to my father for advice. He was in a terrible spot. He was facing the public shame of bankruptcy. Then, suddenly, in the midst of this very personal conversation, with a sigh, he took me, a child, on his knee and asked me all kinds of questions. He wanted to know what books I had read, where I had traveled, what games I liked best, and before it was all over, he took out his knife and repaired a broken whistle for me. The pressure of his own problems did not prevent his being interested in a child. The Gospels share a similar image of our Lord. One day, Jesus was embroiled in a debate with some religious leaders. They were trying to trap Jesus, and he was patiently trying to explain the truths of God's word. Suddenly, we see the mood shift when some parents brought their children to Jesus for his blessing. Matthew chapter 19. Then some children were brought to him so that he might lay his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the children alone, and do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." In our opening story, a very troubled man was able to put aside his trials briefly for the sake of a small child. How much more will our Heavenly Father? Even though God is caring for the entire universe, He is never too busy for the needs of even the smallest child. The Bible says God knows when a sparrow falls or how many hairs are on our heads. He is both aware and cares about the difficulties happening in your life.